Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt tuning in endoscopy report on patient Taylor Thomas Rodriguez, date of birth 12/29/2000, date of procedure May 2nd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt, referring physicians, Dr. Leave that blank. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, common persistent nausea. Description of procedure informed that is obtained period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, incision, lung, and cerebral explained to the patient period. Patient is brought to an aspirin suite, placed in left lateral position. Today's grand anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care. A well lubricated lymphatic gastrocnemius is introduced into the esophagus and lands in a direct relation to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, to junction, and esophagus. Retroflexy is obtained in the cardioperitoneal section from the stomach before duodenoscope. Patient tried the procedure well. Is there any complications? Findings? The proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the pipe block. Common biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation of reflux changes. Next line, there was a small hiatal hernia that was seen best with eructation. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. And to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to Z2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, overall, the pylorus appeared patchiless. And originally, upon entry into the stomach, there was evidence of green bilious liquid noted that was sitting in the greater, in the dependent portion of the greater curvature. This was lavage and suction aggressively to reveal the underlying mucosa. Next line, plan followed by biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll await the biopsy pathology and we'll need to reschedule colonoscopy as patient was unable to tolerate her prep. Patient does note a significant amount of constipation. This was discussed with the patient and recommended to try fiber supplementation plus minus Miralax. As patient notes that there was a significant amount of stool noted on prior CT scans. Did discuss that the nausea is a possible side effect of the constipation. Next line, follow-up and office privacy schedule. Thank you.